are unmuted.
Blog Talk Radio.
And if you have a question, remember to always press 5 on your handset. For those of you who are joining us by way of radio, remember to always press 1 on your handset. God bless. We thank all of you for listening. And remember our instructions. For those of you that are participating, remember to always remember the time limit. You have 2 minutes to participate, whether you're participating, however you're participating, with the praise report, the prayer request, the wisdom seminar. Remember, 2 minutes are maximum. God bless. Thank you all for listening to the instructions. And now, the man that God is using all over the world, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, now the international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you, all of you on the prayer line. God bless you. My. Wonderful day to give God praise. Thank God for last night. We were able to give him a billion praises all around the world. Let's go to God in prayer. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, and we are in the midst of the new awakening all over the world. God bless you and keep you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, consider it the greatest privilege of my life to be able to come to you and say thank you.
Thank you.
So many things that we don't even know about in our lives over again. Yes. Even this morning, thank you.
Thank you.
You know what you did, and thank you so very, very kindly for blessings and for anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys every yoke. We pray that you look on the prayer line everyone in the name of Jesus, every person. Pray that you help them through every storm, every problem, every situation. Help them in the name of Jesus. We praise you. Things that you're doing. Your love. To appreciate the hope, the peace. Thank you. God, what a miracle it is just to lift up your holy name.
Oh, holy name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you. We appreciate you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Name you.
Miracle.
We stole thee. How excellent is thy name in all the earth.
In all the earth. Thank you.
For your outstretched hand. We give you all the glory.
All the praise and honor, O God.
Thank you for everything. I'm asking you to move by your power to divine and
the Holy
Spirit on this prayer line. Bless everything. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God, what a
privilege
it is. Thank you 1,000 times again today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
People have never experienced your miracle working power through this, but I have.
Thank you.
What you have done, what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. I'm asking you to forgive us for all sin, the sins of omission, the sins of commission, and even those who trespass against us. Help us forgive those. In the name of Jesus, free this line up. Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to take over and take control. That's everywhere. In the name of Jesus, and bring forth miracles. We love you and we praise you and we appreciate you.
Praise you. Amen.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
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 Good morning to all of y'all on this prayer line, and God bless you.
Good morning, everybody.
Would you take time and let's greet the Lord? He is real.
Good morning, Lord.
Give you the glory. Why don't we praise and worship him and give him the glory? Praise check this morning. Where are y'all on your praise this morning? God began to bless us on the blog line. Now we got out of 90 million, I decree that we have at least one, probably more than that, but at least 1 million that are thanking God 1,000 times a night. That's 1 billion praises a night. Now, he messed with me again and messed with people around me, and now I got the vision. The Lord showed me a vision of how we could get him a trillion praises. I didn't say 1 billion. I said 1 trillion. He prepared me for this day because I wouldn't have, if he didn't have me years ago being interested in math, I wouldn't be able to even see the vision. So God does prepare us for certain things, and he did prepare me. He prepared me for a lot of things, and I don't mean this boastfully, but my eyes have been opened lately. Sometimes, have you ever wondered why certain things happen in your life, and then later in life you begin to see it because of certain things that happen? Amen. I wondered why he let me be over the orchestra and the instrument of music division of the Church of God in Christ for 20 years. But he was preparing me and getting my mind so it could handle certain things. Because in an orchestra, you have to know what 32 and sometimes 36 things are doing at the same time. But he prepared me. I want to know your praise report this morning. That's mine this morning. I want to hear from some of y'all who never really talk too much. Mother Daniels, if you're on the line, I want to hear your praise report in just a moment here. And I want to hear the praise reports from a lot of you this morning who never talk. Sister Ivory from Chicago. Amen. I want to hear your praise report, Mother Daniels and Sister Ivory. Hear the praise report from Sister Lucille. Yeah. And I want to hear praise report from Mother Digby and Sister Ann Johnson from New York. Okay? Get ready. Don't wait till we call you and then try to be thinking. You think right now. Okay? You know how to do it. God bless you. And let me ask you, get your ink pens. I got to give you some instructions this morning. Instructions. Get your pencils, get your ink pens. Amen. Don't be stubborn. I mean, obedience is better than sacrifice. All I ask you to do is get your, don't make me think that we are experiencing witchcraft on the prayer line. Witchcraft is where the enemy tries to control your mind. Your leader tells you to do something, and you sit there like you haven't heard him. That's the devil. It's the same spirit as he tries to take to the churches. Y'all go to the doctors, and the doctor tell you to take off your clothes. You ain't never met the man. And you strip all your clothes off like he's a god or something. You honor him more than you honor anybody. Don't be overcome by witchcraft. You come to church and they tell you, lift your hands and tell God thank you. And you sit there. Don't do that. That's the enemy. All right. Let me give you this phone number. Take this phone number down because I need you to have it. Are you ready? In the next few days, I'll give you some numbers. 816-576-7234. Again, the area code is 816. The number is 576-7234. I'll tell you in just a moment why I need you to have that. The Bible says the prophet is without honor in his own home. Jesus has experienced that and told us that. And many times we experience that. But on this occasion, God has blessed us They're having a holy convocation here in our own home here, hometown. And they asked me to speak on this Thursday to bring the main message. Now, you know, that's quite an honor here in my own city. I've done that around the country in many places. But in my own city, that's a great honor. And I need for y'all to help me on this. I wonder, they're announcing on the radio, would you call that number I just gave you? And I don't want to sound, you know, arrogant or boastful. I'm asking you if you'd help me. Would you just ask them to play one of Dr. Bernard Johnson's cuts? That's a radio station. Amen. If you just ask them to play one of my songs, any song is all right. And then would you ask them, if you would, what day? This will help us. This is what you call PR. What day or when Dr. Johnson or some of you, whatever you want to say, will be speaking at the convocation. Just ask them what day we will be speaking at the convocation. But that's a request line. That is a request line. Now, I know I have assistants that can do this, but I want to personally ask you, because it means a lot to me, and I'm asking you personally if you would do that. Amen. Tell them where you're from, if you're from Kentucky or if you're from St. Louis or wherever. Tell them where you're from and give them your name, and just request to hear one of Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson's cuts, songs, and they'll play it. All right, that'll help us. Then ask him what day I'll be speaking at the convocation. That would be good. Thank you so much. Amen. Give the number one more time. All right. Are y'all ready? Amen.
Yes.
All right. Here it is. 816.
You're breaking up on me.
816.
Okay.
576.
Okay.
7234. 816576. 7234. And may I say, you can call more than once. You can call two or three times a day. I used to have one of my proteges play saxophone. He would faithfully call the radio station every day, two, three, four times a day, and request music by me. He was a blessing. Didn't know what he was. Amen. So you can call as many times as you want, but call this week all the way up to Thursday, and you don't have to stop then. If you want to keep calling, that's fine. But I'm requesting that you would help us out from Monday through Thursday of this week for sure, and any other time that you would feel led to do so of the Lord. God bless you. One of our assistants, amen, Dr. Pfeiffer, let me address you correctly.
God bless you.
Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, would you take it and get those praise reports? I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. And we're just so glad and to be on the line this morning, glad to know that the Lord has kept us all weekend and brought us together once again. It is indeed a pleasure to just greet the Lord this morning in prayer and pressing the line with a praise. And I am praising his holy name right now for keeping me with the mind stayed on him. And I know that the enemy has tried to trap someone this weekend, and that is why we have such a wonderful praise on Monday morning. And I'm praising God right now because it's a miracle Monday. And we just want to give God the glory right now, honoring everyone on the line, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the ambassadors, preachers, teachers, all the saints of God. God bless you, everyone. Just want to say, if you have a praise report, you heard your name called, and we want to just admonish you to do that, Mother Daniel, Sister Ivy, Sister Lucille, Mother Digby and Evangelist Ann Johnson, we know that you guys have something great to share with the people of God. My soul is blessed and is full right now with the anointing, and I'm praising God myself with that. Mother Daniel, you want to be the first one? God bless you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Mother Daniel, 913. I'm a little hoarse this morning. We really had good service Sunday. Dr. Bernard really preached all the time, but he showed up to preach yesterday. And I thank the Lord for being saved. And I thank the Lord for healing my body. I went up for a prayer yesterday. My stomach was hurting. You know, I'm on that I go and take those treatments 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I was taking it 4 hours and 35 minutes, 3 hours and 45 minutes. Now they have reduced me to 3 hours and 15 minutes. So that's a blessing. I'm asking the Lord, and I know he's going to give me a kidney or take me off that machine. And I thank the Lord for our picnic. Oh, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. We had our vacation Bible picnic Saturday at on our Amazing Grace church ground. It wasn't at no park. We have enough space. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I didn't think I was going to make it. I invited some people and told them 2 o'clock. But it started at 10. And all the people I invited, I guess they didn't come, but we had 2 people that came, Sister Bridgewater and Sister Mary Booth. And they said they really enjoyed themselves and took Mary inside the building. And she called me yesterday. She said, Eunice, she said, y'all really got a nice building. And where y'all having service? She said, it is beautiful. She said, I've heard Dr. Vanora blow. So I'm going to call her today and give her this number. And I thank y'all for all the many, many prayers y'all have been pray for me, and I love each and every one of y'all. And I love you, Dr. Bernard, and everyone at Amazing Grace, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, I love every one of y'all, especially the ones on the prayer line.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
May I interrupt
bless
just a
you.
Moment? Ambassador Pfeiffer,
yes,
may
go right ahead.
I just feel I'm tired of the enemy attacking Mother Daniels with this dialysis.
Yes, Lord.
The devil ain't running nothing. God is over everything.
Amen.
Mother Daniels, I want you
yes.
to lift your hand, your right hand. Father, I remember in the Word of God where I read about Jesus getting tired of something and Jesus sighed. And I'm asking you to look on Mother Eunice Daniel this morning.
Yes, Lord.
This woman has been faithful to you. She has been a faithful mother. And God, I'm asking you, you who have enough power to take over anything because you
yes,
need it.
Yes.
I'm asking you to honor her hand and put enough anointing in her hand to change the course of diabetes.
Yes, Lord.
We didn't order it. We don't know how it got in this country. Oh, I see others accept this prayer. We don't know how it got here, God. And it's a vagabond trying to live in houses and trying to upset bodies and like a little mosquito trying to bite folks.
Yes, Lord.
But I'm asking you to change the course of it. We know that whenever
thank you, Lord.
Thing is subject to you, how could you step in the room and you obey diabetes? That would be crazy. God, I'm asking you to step in Mother Daniel's. Well, I hear you saying you're already there.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm asking you to lay your hand on her hand. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
give her to overcome diabetes. Diabetes, I address you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't nobody scared of you. The blood of Jesus is
yes.
more powerful than you are.
Get out.
You don't even belong there. You ain't paid.
No, you thank you.
Such a Lord. In the name of Jesus. Brother, take that hand. In the spirit realm, I was visualizing how God would be laying his hand on yours, giving you the mantle. According to your words, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. Lay your hand all over your body. And Heavenly Father, give her a blood transfusion. Don't let the machines dictate to her what her blood does. I'm asking you to give her a blood transfusion and solve this situation for her. I don't know how you want to do it, whether you give her a new kidney or what, but I'm asking you to solve the situation for her and heal her body completely. Let her give you glory, and the honor shall be thine in the name of Jesus. And God, even tonight as we thank you, part of my 1,000 thank yous will be for Mother Eunice Daniel. Because
yes, Lord,
I know
thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I know you're doing it. And thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank
May God
thank
be
you.
Glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Daniel, for that wonderful testimony. God bless you. Amen. Sister
Amen.
Ivory, where are you? Are you there? That is in your hand. God bless you. We maybe come back. Sister Lucille, can you give us your praise report this morning?
Hello?
Praise? Yes.
Okay. This is Sister Lucille.
All right, go ahead. God bless.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Benoit Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, Ambassador Cipher, and all the saints on the prayer line. I thank the Lord. I'm at work right now. I just thank the Lord that I got, let the Lord bless me to get me a job. Oh, Lord, I thank the Lord for the church picnic, the vacation Bible school. Me and my children, we attended, and it was just so nice. I am so thankful and grateful for Elder Davis because he works with young kids. And my son, he's 12 years old, and he has a real bad attitude. He hasn't been right since his dad left. And Elder Davis sat down and talked to him. And on yesterday when we was at church, my son, when we got home, my son had a totally different attitude toward me. It's like he blames me for his dad leaving, but I didn't have anything to do with it. But Elder Davis and Sister Gina was in the kitchen telling Elder Davis about it, and I overheard it when I walked in there to help. During the picnic, I overheard, so me and Elder Davis sat down and had a talk about the situation. Yesterday, I just thanked the Lord that when we got home yesterday from church, my